Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to be talking about customer service and one of the best ways to create customer loyalty. And we're also going to talk about why customer service matters at all. My name is Matt Williams. Thanks for subscribing and giving us that five-star review. Those two things really help us. I appreciate if you have any feedback or if you have any questions, comments, please reach out to me at How to Build a Tent on Twitter and Instagram. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. I really look forward to starting conversations with you guys. If there's anything you want to see on the show and want me to discuss, want me to cover again, want me to expand on, if there's a nervous twitch that I do that you want me to stop, anything like that, feel free to reach out to me. Just before you give me a critique, give me a little compliment to make me feel better. All right, today, before we get into customer service, I want to talk about who is our customer. And this is important because it's a big pet peeve of mine. No, that's not why it's important, but it's important to truly understand who our customer is. And my pet peeve is not that we don't know who our customer is, it's that we equivocate customers with coworkers. Coworkers are not customers. Who is a customer? A customer who pays you. A customer can pay you through their time, through their information, through cold hard cash. A customer can be a customer's customer if you're a B2B business. But an employee, an internal employee as they like to say it, is not your customer. They don't pay you. They don't negotiate contracts with you. Nothing of the sort. So please, if you are in the habit of calling employees internal coworkers or internal customers, excuse me, please stop it. They probably don't like it either. They're your coworkers, not customers. All right, now that that's settled, and I'm sorry if that sounded a little mean, I've been dealing with that for a while and I'm just trying to get it clear. Customers are the ones who pay you, not work with you. So, what is one of the best ways to create customer loyalty now that we know who the customer is? And I think the best way to illustrate this is to start out with a story that actually just happened to my wife and I a couple weeks ago. We just had our baby. He's about 5 weeks old. And man, I do not sleep at all. If you don't have kids, be prepared not to sleep once you do. But total blessing, have kids. Be fruitful and multiply. So we went to go get our car tinted because we live in Hawaii and the sun's really bright in Hawaii. And we went and we went to this tinting shop. And my wife and I had a lot of questions about what kind of tint did we want, what kind of material we wanted. We don't know anything about tinting. We're not gangster. We don't tint all of our cars. This is the first time we've ever tinted anything. So we had a lot of questions. And so after about 30 minutes, like at the point where you're that customer to ask way too many questions, we were there. We finally made a decision and we picked. We wanted a darker tint because we didn't want our baby to have sun just blasting in on him. You know, he's a newborn. So it took about an hour and a half. So we decided to wait in the lounge and we could hear other customers and conversations that they were having with the employees. And then towards the end of the hour and a half, when they were almost done, a customer came in and talked to another employee, not internal customer. And we heard them deciding to get the same tint that we'd got. And we heard the employee say, that tint is illegal. Are you sure you want it? Now, when we picked out the tint and when we are asking, 30 questions where we were the super annoying customer, they never mentioned that we were getting an illegal tint. And then in Hawaii, every year you get a safety inspection on your cars. So if you have that illegal tint, you won't pass and you won't be able to drive your car legally. So it's kind of a big deal. We basically just paid for a tinting job, a couple hundred bucks, where we would have to get it redone in a year. So, I went up to the guy that we talked to and I'm like, did you tell us that this was illegal? And, I might not have heard it or whatever. I was trying to be gracious because I don't sleep anymore because I have a kid and, we're half awake, half asleep the whole time. And I was like, dude, this is wrong. Like, what can you do? And he was like, basically nothing. So I was just kind of over it in a moment. I don't like making decisions or fighting or whatever. When I'm angry, I was pretty angry because I was tired. So we got the contact information of the owner and we left and we were going to call them. So on the way home, we were looking at other tent shops because, you know, we don't want to be driving around with a legal tent to get in trouble and all that stuff. We just, you know, there's no sense in worrying about getting pulled over every time you drive. So we ended up calling our place. We were going to go to other places. And when we got home, we ended up calling the owner and explaining what happened. And he was super apologetic and he was very accommodating. He said, look, I'm sorry this happened. When can you guys come in again and we'll fix it free of charge? So a total different tone from what his employee was saying to us, right? He was resistant. He wasn't willing to help us or work with us in any way. But the owner, understandably, it's his business, right? Wanted to save the customer. And so he gave us great service by offering at a time that was time that worked for us. It was convenient for us to come in free of charge and get it fixed. And just that customer service made us want to be loyal to him. We weren't going to go somewhere else anymore. We were going to come back and get it free. And if we ever decide to tint another car of ours, we will go back to them because they showed us great customer service. Even though they made a mistake, they made up for it. And that is how one of the great ways to build customer loyalty. There's a bunch of different ways, but that's one of the best. They actually say, whoever that is, we talked about this a lot in business school. I mean, one of my professors in organizational behavior said this. And I think it's true just from working in customer service a lot. I was a bartender at a 5-star hotel, which is like the premium spot for customer service. But they said this, it is more likely that you'll create a loyal return customer when you make a mistake and you fix it to their expectations than if you never made the mistake at all. Now that's super powerful. Just think about that for a second, that it is almost better. I don't want to say better. It's not better to make mistakes, but you could create loyalty and a greater chance if you make a mistake and fix it to their standards, to their expectations as a customer and make them happy than if you did a good job in the first place, which is great news because that gives us the ability and the opportunity to have a perspective shift when we think about when things go wrong with customers, when a problem comes up. We have an opportunity to create a loyal customer. So next time you're working in your career or in your startup business or your small or big business or whatever it is, and you're working with a customer and a mistake happens, don't think of it as, oh, I got to put out this fire, like, oh, I got to deal with this cranky customer. Look for the way to win them for life. So that is a perfect segue into why does customer service matter? And I got this from a website called helpscout.net, and they have 75 customer service facts and quotes and statistics. And they have a lot of those that are pretty familiar, but I just wanted to read some off to you about why it's so important to have great customer service. And the first one is Americans tell an average of 15 people about poor service, but they only tell 11 people about good customer experiences. So they're more likely to tell people about bad experiences than good ones. Now that's not necessarily a positive thing, but you don't want people going around talking trash about your company, even if you don't own the company and you're an employee, because if enough people start hating your company and start giving you guys a bad reputation because of your bad customer service, you're not gonna be in business long. U.S. companies lose more than $62 billion annually due to poor customer service. $62 billion. After one negative experience, 51% of customers will never do business with that company again. More than half of people who have bad experiences with a company will never do business with you again. And what's the scary thing about it is most of them won't tell you they had a bad experience. That's why it's so important when you do have a customer who is giving you the opportunity to fix things, when they're complainers, even if they're really rude, you should be thankful that they're telling you, because most customers don't tell you. They just walk away and never come back. And that's the danger of having bad customer service, is you will lose returning customers and you won't even know it. 7 out of 10 U.S. consumers say they've spent more money due to business with a company that delivers great service. That means profit. If you have good customer service, you can increase the profit. That is the what you sell the price of your product or service at over the cost. That's the difference. So the price minus the cost is your profit. And hopefully that's always positive. If that's negative, you're doing something wrong and you really need to listen to this podcast. Increasing customer retention rates by 5% increases profits anywhere from 25% to 95%. So that's even just more of a statistic than just customer service, but how important it is for customer retention. Up from 25% to 95% increase in profits, just from 5% increase in retention. That's a huge. Customer service is important, impressive. I was gonna say impressive, that's not the right word, important. Another fact that's even more and more important now that millennials are in the key buying demographic and incomes are starting to rise and we're starting, because I am a millennial, we're starting to have a lot more buying power. As a group, millennials are willing to spend 21% additional cost for better customer care. So you can mark up on average 21% premium on whatever the product is or the service is if you have great customer service. That is a huge indicator of how important customer service is for millennials. It is anywhere from 5 to 25 times more expensive to acquire a new customer than to keep one. Now that will kill your business. If you are not able to retain customers and you're spending 5 to 25% more of your money, your cash flow, trying to get new customers while other companies are retaining their customers, you're not going to be competitive. That is why customer experiences and customer service is so important. And the great news is, as Christians, we should be a naturals at it, because the Bible is full of examples on how to give great customer service. And we're gonna touch on that in a later episode. So please keep tuning in. That's all for today. I really appreciate, again, a 5-star review and subscribing to our show is super appreciated. Contact me on Twitter and Instagram at howtobuildatent.com, or howtobuildatent, excuse me. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.